was reading. I'm your host, Felicia Baxter. There's just so much going on in the 2021 of it all. I'm working on my vision board, discovering things that I really want to accomplish this year, and just doing it. Not dreaming, just doing. Also, I am going to be ranting in this episode on the certification of the vote, how I want to read all of the dumbass GOPD people that are protesting the certification of the vote. Y'all lost. Get the fuck over it. I will also like to go over what I want to be my schedule for podcasting in the upcoming year. I've noticed with the 12 podcasts of Christmas and just other things, the more I post, the more I actually publish, I get more views. Therefore, I get more, not just likes, but downloads. You got to publish content in order to get people to listen. Who knew? And I'll be talking about all of this in this episode, and thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it. Unfortunately, I believe I do my best creation when I'm upset. After the election, I was pissed off. I created broken, but still here. But this shenanigans that's basically taken place over the last several weeks since the election has been very troubling. We are coming up on some runoff elections for the senators again in Georgia, and we are still having this fool that is occupying the White House right now contesting the legitimacy and the accuracy of the election. Dude, you lost 5 times now. As far as the integrity of the vote in Georgia, you lost. Get over it. I'm so tired of y'all. I'm so tired of, and I think all the judges and lawyers and secretary of states of all these contested states, and it's not a contest. You fucking lost. Stop it. This is what Raffensperger, a Republican in Georgia, basically said today. As far as the integrity of the vote in Georgia, President-elect Joe Biden's won by 11,779 votes in Georgia. And the vote in Georgia was fair and accurate. Bitch, he better say that because Stacey and them had to ensure it because the current governor, Kemp, cheated his ass off. As he had your job, his bitch ass cheated 2 years ago. You better believe this was probably one of the most secure and accurate elections because they asses cheated. And then we got you on tape trying to force dude into cheating again. Bitch, stop. Just fucking stop it. You make me sick. I'm tired of y'all. I'm tired of raising my blood pressure. I'm on 2 blood pressure medicine now. Y'all are getting on my goddamn nerves. Get the fuck over it. You have lost 5 times. They recounted the motherfucking votes 3 times now. They recounted the votes in Pennsylvania. They recounted the votes in Michigan. They recounted the votes in Wisconsin. You lost. Stop it. You distracting us from what is really on the table. You want us to subvert the democratic process because your bitch ass don't want to concede. No, I think it's more than that. Your dumb ass just don't want to go to jail. I'm tired of you. You need to stop it. And this is what is really beguiling to me. All these contested states. This is from what they said in Wisconsin. Today I carried out my duty to certify the November 3rd. We've been talking about this shit since November 3rd. It's 2 months down the road. Your ass is lost. As required by the state and federal law, I have signed a certificate of ascertainment for the slate of electors for President-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. This is what Ever said. That's in Pennsylvania. Michigan. The decision by the board, Vice Chairman Aaron Van Longeveld, to vote to certify the allay the fears of the many Republican board members who delay formalizing the election results, likely pushing the decision to a court and furthering President Dumbass's efforts to undermine the will of the Michigan voters. Fuck you, you orange-hued motherfucker. You lost. Stop it. Then, the following... I had to stop watching the news because this is how I think and this is what it makes me feel. You mean to tell me millions of voters, about 5 million voters, basically tell Trump and his cronies to kiss their ass. And he has lost. The only reason why he's trying to hold on with the death grip because his bitch ass don't want to go to jail. He and his goddamn kids and all of his in-laws. They all need to go to jail. I'm tired of y'all. I'm tired. You lost. Stop it. But then what kills me is these fools, the senators and representatives that need to get the hell on before 2023 and 2025. Bill Hagerty. Fool, he just got elected. He hasn't even been sworn in yet. And you doing this dumb ish? Blackburn, Marsha Blackburn, I can't believe her ass. How dare you think you and your coven of Klansmen know better than the individual voters, judges, and Supreme Court that you would rather support the delusions of that sociopath instead of following the will of the people. Trump has to go. You need to leave before your term ends because you voted against the stimulus package. You supported the harebrained challenge to the certification of the Electoral College. And you voted for this tyrant who's mentally challenged, completely unfit to be president. The real people here in Tennessee are suffering. We got businesses closing, people dying, and you wasted time supporting this nonsense. You bring shame on all of us. Please go ahead and submit your resignation. We tired of talking to your ass. And this fool Josh Hawley, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Mo Brooks of Alabama, that fool Matt Gaetz of Florida. Not sure why the Rona didn't take out your dumb ass, because you were one of the first one elected officials that basically got this shit. And you took out your boy in, was it Louisiana? I knew some other senator got it and he died, but you still kicking and doing dumb shit. Ted Cruz, you just need to shut the fuck up. We didn't want to hear from your bitch ass in 2016. You need to go to your ranch in Texas and just sit down somewhere. We're tired. James Langford, Steve Daines, John Kennedy, Mike Braun, and the bitch Cynthia Loomis in Wyoming, Roger Marshall and Tommy Turbeville. All of y'all, we can't stand it. We tired. Your boy lost. Y'all are on the wrong side of history. And we gonna remember y'all ass. This is what it's very troubling for you and the GOP. All of us are like me. We're a bunch of vindictive women and we got long memories like elephants. Bitches, when your time comes up again, we don't want to see shit. We don't want to see you running for president. We don't want to see you in that seat. You need to go head on and get the hell on. We tired. Go away. We don't need this kind of smoke. You don't need us kind of smoke. We got your names. We're going to remember this shit. And we're going to remember how you wanted to take away democracy because people didn't want to vote for your boy and vote for some tyranny. Really, y'all? We're in a democracy. You want us to go back to some type of autocracy or theocracy. That doesn't make any sense. That is the stupidest shit I've ever heard of in my life. I am over all of y'all. You're narrow-minded, you're a bunch of liars, and you're a bunch of cowards. And you would subvert in the entirety of the democratic process. Instead of standing up and saying, you know what? You lost, you bad weave, half-wit. We are glad you, kind of glad you really did not represent us for another 4 years. You are going to demolish this country because you having a temper tantrum like an out-of-control two-year-old. We fully support and the inquiry into your and your family business dealings in order to pursue prosecution. But all of your bitch asses demurred, and here we go again. You're calling for a commission in this late stage to review votes that were counted, recounted, and certified. Over 80 judges and the Supreme Court said, nah, y'all have no grounds for this. He lost. Get the fuck over it. Time is ticking. So what you gonna do now, bitches? You gonna sit here and waste our time, or you gonna do your job and govern? We are convulsing from a virus that is stalking and that is killing the population. Your bitch asses don't care, but if the survivors are gonna come and we're gonna uprise and we're gonna basically say y'all need to go. I think all of y'all need to resign and go into retirement and just leave the government to sane people. The governing of the United States should not be in the hands of the fools that have it at this time. All of y'all need to be ashamed of yourself, and that's all I got to say on that. I'm tired of talking. My blood pressure is up, and my head is hurting. Y'all make me sick. Stop it. So this is basically serving as what I'm watching and reading. I just had a ballistic beratement of the GOP. I've been fed up with them for a minute now. I am just over the bullshit. I'm just over the rhetoric. I'm just over the challenges. I know I'm not the only one that knows why this fool in the White House is stalling, because he doesn't want to be arrested. They need to put him in the clink as soon as the 21st comes up. Anything that he can get people to contest his the duly elected president and the vice president, he's going to do. He doesn't care anything about any of y'all. But he is still distracting all of us from the real problems that it is. He is making me so mad that it is distracting me from being the creative that I want to be. So, in this period of time, there's just so much stuff that I want. And I've been looking forward to 2021 because of the shit show of 2020. I don't want to waste another year hiding from something I can't control, but am I going to do anything that is going to allow me to not live? I'm so happy to be here. I don't know what to do. What can I do to make my life happier and to make somebody else's life happier? What can I do to brand the fro of it all? That's what I'm concentrating on. And that's what I'm concentrating on in my vision board. Adding things and subtracting things as I go on of this thing called life. I'm with it, y'all. And finding that, really looking into and finding those things that I really want to pursue, because I realized one very important thing. I have a day job. I'm completely grateful that I have it. But what I have found is when I'm not allowed to create, that's when I get really agitated and I get really angry, because I find out things that just doesn't make any sense, that I know other people, if they were really doing their job, it wouldn't make me have to work so hard. That's what I'm all about in 2021. I'm not all about the grind of it all, because I understand I don't need to work all that hard to get a whole bunch of shit done. But if you're going to get in my way and make me have to work hard, we're going to have some problems. Because the things that I want to really do is to brand the Felicia of it all. My aunt has been asking me, and maybe because she supports me, my Aunt Melody supports me in everything, and she just wants to see a sequel, and I am going to actively pursue and complete the sequel to Not My Family. I'm not sure if I'm going to use the previous publisher, but I'm definitely going to be working on that and maybe the third one. I actually came up with there's a couple of scripts that I've been working on. Snot Squad, Survivor Code. Snot stands for Scientific Nuggets and Other Outlandish Theorems Squad. It's a take on Escape from New York. Black female physician basically runs up out of New York and comes back down south. Kind of a reverse black migration of the early 20th century. She's trying to save herself and her mother to get back. Eventually they go to Tennessee, but I've actually reworked it that her friends and everyone just basically hug the coast, the East Coast, and they end up in the Gulf Coast before they completely end up back in Tennessee. Because recent developments with COVID, how it's handled here, and how Governor Lee bitched out and he's too scared of his Republican Senate and State House. He bitched out. I don't know if I'm going to end up in Tennessee. I'm just going to have to put that out there. I don't think that Tennessee is the end for me. Who knows? I may end up back on the West Coast for all we know. But I do know I need to be near a body of water. That's for damn sure. And of course, Noir Riche, or Black Rich. It's a whole, that generational Skrilla. A lot of us don't really know about that, but there are some black old money families that are basically out there doing the thing. And I basically started writing about them. And when I think about the sequel to Not My Family, it's going to be, that's why I think at least there's two books. I think the reality of it all for my family, I think there is a juke joint and maybe a brothel in the maternal history of it all. But I'm also interested in the Black Mexican because I wrote that in the Texas roots of the fictional paternal history of it all. We'll see. I think it'll be most interesting to find out about that. And as we talk about that, I want Sundays to just be a reflection about how just kind of an announcement about how I will proceed for the rest of the week. I have four upcoming podcasts to wet your whistle for the rest of the week. I will be talking about Bridgerton, the series, and the Shondaland implications, because from what I've seen so far, this was big for her. And I know ABC, somebody or a group of people had to be fired to let Shonda and her crew go, because Bridgerton is the bomb. I can't wait to see what she brings to us in the upcoming months. I will also hopefully start to be able to read and discuss A Promised Land by the greatest president of all time. And that's why I know this fool in the White House now is having wet dreams, and he really would not acknowledge him because President Barack Obama is the greatest president of all times. He didn't have to lie about it. This fool has to lie that's in there now. But this book is a representation of why President Obama is the greatest president of all times. Sorry, Clinton, you whacked out. Definitely GW, and I know your father was the bomb, but both of y'all ain't shit. Just saying. I will also, because I refuse to watch any subsequent disappointing shows of the current 2020 The Stand because it's whacked. And then I will still dedicate Fridays to the tracks and video games and the space of it all. And that's basically it. I wanted to take this part of the segment just to give y'all an update about what I'll be talking about in the rest of the week. I don't anticipate any of these episodes to be over 30 minutes. I think that is the general attention span of most adults globally. And it will give you time to either look up stuff, to ask me questions, and also to give me suggestions about what else I should be talking about on my show. So there you go. And what I have done is updated chatterbooks. Because I'm watching Bridgerton, I've added all of the 9 book series to chatterbooks, to the historical fiction and historical romance section of chatterbooks. I really wish I did have my own permanent digs where I could actually have thousands of book organized in a darkly stained wood built-in shelves, even with the roller library ladder. That would just be so cool to me, but I don't have that yet. I have a great apartment, but none of that particular space to have all the books that I actually want. And even the books I actually own right now that are in storage, there's no way all of those books could actually fit in this apartment, but who knows. I will be talking about if I can sucker my friend Janelle as well as Yvonne into talking to me on tape about this particular series, because I am floored about the richness of the set designs, the costumes, the dialogue. It's an amazing series. And I know the people over at ABC are just eating their hearts out, because Shonda was like, "You think y'all have given me so much? Well, the people over at Netflix got the numbers and they're willing to pay for it. If they're willing to pay me for and to produce this shit, and I get to produce what I want, and it's just so grand and it's just so good, and everybody in the world is watching it, screw you." I know a whole bunch of people had to get fired over the loss of Shonda Rhimes. The implications are big. And if you're going to get any similar deals, you're going to have to turn up the type of numbers that it is obvious that the Shonda of it all has basically put out. I'm so glad I actually got to watch her masterclass. And I'm so glad that I get to be privy to this masterpiece that is above the Pride and Prejudice, the 1995 version, bitches, because other ones, I don't know about that. And as well as Downton, this is on level with Downton Abbey. This is a classic in the making. I cannot wait to see the subsequent series as far as what she is fitting to do with the Bridgertons and the Penelopes and the Daphnes and the Lord Hastings of it all. It is just such a marvel, and it basically represents our society and how it looks and what we would like it to be, because even though most of the main characters are black or other, you wouldn't really know that. They are just amazing. This is like the best soap opera that never was, because I am just completely floored by the depth of the actors and actresses, and these costumes are amazing. What's also tripping me out, that they're using modern music, but they're setting it to the musical instruments of the time. Why y'all got Adam Levine playing a waltz in a violin to Adam Levine? Y'all crazy, but I love it. It works. This, when you basically have a solid project and you put the money into it, but you take the time to make sure that the people that are portraying the parts fit and the script fits, and you take the details down to the embroidery on Daphne's coming out dress, making sure that it shows up and it displays so well on the screen, fits. It is amazing. It is a beautifully scripted. Y'all should get all the Emmys. Y'all should get all the awards. Love Bridgerton. And that's all I got to say about that. But in addition to everything, all of the Bridgertonness of it all, I basically added an island getaway. This is A Million Aunties by Alicia McKenzie. I've never read about this author. I think she wrote something else. But this is the only book that I wanted to add from this week's New York Times book reviews. It basically is a New York painter who loses his wife after a terrorist attack. I'm wondering if she's basing this off of 9/11. But he goes back to his island country of Jamaica. And there are several different locales. But one of the aunties, who really isn't his blood auntie, but it doesn't really matter, he goes back to his home of Jamaica without his mother, who perished of cancer, in order to seek healing. And basically, his goal in life was for everyone to share the beauty of his hometown. And also to seek healing, because he was broken. He went back for healing, and he basically wanted to share that healing with everyone. If you want, in this particular time, and I think the focus of this year is how we are going to heal ourselves, how we're going to heal the country, but how we should seek healing in the most positive way. This is one of those books I'm going to have to add to my arsenal. I'm probably, now that I think about it, until I move it to my own digs, I really don't have the space to add any of the millions of hardcover books that I really want to. This is one of those books that I'm probably going to have to put on the rotation to add to my private collection as the year goes on. But I'll probably add it to my ever-growing Kindle collection. Seeking positivity and seeking healing, that's what we basically should live in this post-apocalyptic world. And furthermore, I kind of detach. I've gotten into video games, and I can't wait to share with the listening audience the immersive storyline of The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. I really wasn't into fantasy before I started this particular game on the suggestion of Kid Fury and Crystal from The Read. But then again, wherever you get your encouragement or your a trigger for positivities, go for it, because The Legend of Zelda is kind of the bomb. It doesn't take much skill or when you think about skill, precision to basically play this game. It's not as hard as some parts. I used to think that Star Trek Online, it required, the original of that required that you actually had to be a borderline coder. I don't know how to code, so screw y'all. I'm not going to be able to play that. As well as some of the Star Wars games. I just basically like a storyline that allows me to interact, and you get taught within the game itself. And it has a great story. Breath of the Wild is someone that basically gets plopped down in this fantasy world, and you have to do a bunch of tasks to get points and tokens. You get to kill and slay a dragon or two. You get to pick some crops and keep it moving. And that's all I like to do. If I got the time to do something that's going to take my mind off the shit show that could be my life or your life, why not do it? I have extra cash, so there you go. If I can't go anywhere, I could at least get lost in some of these video games. And that is what I'm so excited about, recording the audio as I figure it all out. I'm basically a Miss Pac-Man, Baby Pac-Man gamer. A lot of these newer games, I don't really understand, and I don't have the coordination, that's the word I was looking for, to play a lot of these newer games, because I can't figure it out. I'm actually having issues with Super Mario Brothers Mario Kart, because I can't figure out, I have no idea how to get to be able to be first in Super Mario Kart. Somebody's going to need to hit me up on Gram or something to teach a sister a couple of things or a couple of tricks. I can't get it. I don't have the attention span to be able to understand Super Mario Kart. But Breath of the Wild and Spiritfarer are right up my alley. Just saying. So basically, that's it. I have come to the end of a wonderful podcast, gotten my stuff in order about what I'm going to be talking about in the upcoming week. I am reading some really thick books between The Stand and A Promised Land. Watching a great series, Bridgerton, and I wish you guys would also tune in on Netflix to Shonda's Bridgerton and see. I want y'all to see the beauty of what I see and why it should win all of the awards in the upcoming season. And it's just a great respite. If you watch the series and start reading the 9 series books, it is a great break from the crap show that is our existence or what we are emerging from. It would be really sad to be a year out from the start of the panorama and get taken out by the panorama, but it's neither here nor there. Do what you can do to stay safe. Do what you can do to stay COVID-free until you can get the vaccine. And that's all I got to say about that. There's some people that need a bag of gummy penises or a glitter bomb. The people that won't listen to reason. And you are still spreading this shit. You need a glitter bomb. I'm just saying. I just can't with y'all. And the nonsense that's going on. Of the contesting of the certification of the Electoral College vote, y'all need to stop it and just do your fucking job. People are out here suffering. You need to help us rebuild the America that was decimated in the last 4 years. And you need to continue to listen to me. If you basically drop me a line at TennesseeFroWasReading@gmail.com and it's not too trolly, I may actually mention it online, either a comment or a letter. I'll actually read it and I'll give you some gold beans from Podbean. And again, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I've enjoyed creating it. And until next time, which will be tomorrow, because I'm PTO, barring any emergencies. And again, thank you for listening. Have a good night.